Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. The conversation about privilege is not an easy one for many. In fact, it makes a lot of people defensive. But being asked to check your privilege shouldn't make you feel guilty or minimize the hardships you face in other areas of your life. Instead, it is a gentle nudge to understand the plight of marginalized groups and the struggles that they face. We need to see it as an opportunity to educate ourselves and bear witness to the harsh realities of those who experience the world differently. Grappling with the realities of privilege is an ongoing effort. In this episode, I address how I came to grips with the privileges that I have and don't have, and how it made me realize the importance of understanding where each of us stand on the privilege ladder. Why it's important to talk about privilege and how it impacts us. What separates privilege from entitlement is gratitude. Brené Brown. Privilege is a relatively new concept to me. On some level, I was aware that a pecking order exists in society based on one's socioeconomic status and physical appearance. But I had no idea how privilege determined the opportunities I had compared to others. The everyday privileges I enjoy as a college-educated, able-bodied, heterosexual woman who grew up in an upper-middle-class family is something I took for granted. Instead, I complained about the privileges I didn't have, like a passport that would allow me unrestricted travel to most countries without visas, or belonging to a culture that was open to unconventional ways of living. As I grew up, it became evident how these descriptors opened many doors of opportunities and gave me resources that many of my relatives who live in rural India could not have even dreamed of. Unearned benefits granted to me because of the circumstances I was born into offered me the flexibility and freedom to carve my own path based on my personal values. Just like me, there are privileges from which you benefit, and it's crucial that you recognize them. If you're open to it, you'll see that certain aspects of your identity have collectively taken you up several rungs on the privilege ladder. Privilege is the secret underbelly of society that no one wants to face up to or talk about. It used to be that privilege was equated with wealth and class at a time when places were culturally and racially homogeneous. The struggles associated with an individual's need to be seen and heard in society have been woven throughout the fabric of our history and are still prevalent today. However, privilege has taken on a much broader meaning. Our choice to turn a blind eye to inequalities that arise from these hierarchies have come into focus many times throughout history. Recently, the conversation about privilege as it relates to racial identity has come front and center. The explosive public reactions in response to the Black Lives Matter movement have made people aware of what it means to live in a society where you're under constant scrutiny and racially profiled. This mass exposure of systemic racism has been positive because it has jump-started the conversation around ironing out the problems that exist in groups of power like businesses, schools, and governments. It's gone beyond just a passing social media trend that celebrities and influencers latch onto to show how woke and socially aware they are. Real progress is achieved by people who genuinely care and are willing to take action to make a difference. Talking about privilege is not an easy conversation for many. In fact, it makes a lot of people defensive. Being asked to check your privilege shouldn't be understood as an attack, however. Instead, it is a gentle nudge to understand the plight of marginalized groups and the struggles that they face. We need to see it as an opportunity to educate ourselves and bear witness to the harsh realities of those who experience the world differently. Acknowledging your privilege is not meant to make you feel guilty. It's not your fault that you inherited certain kinds of opportunities. Neither does it minimize the hardships and the lack of privileges you face in other areas of your life. Privilege and limitation are individual to everyone and exist on a spectrum. Grappling with the realities of privilege is an ongoing effort that should become part of your consciousness. Here are three reasons why it's essential to be open to learning and challenging your position. Number one, you don't take your privileges for granted. Recognizing privilege involves being aware that some people have to work much harder for the opportunities that you take for granted. Most of us don't recognize the advantages we receive through our place in society or the nature of our identity until we make a deliberate effort to acknowledge it. It's easier to notice the oppression and injustice we experience than our privileges. Playing the victim gets more attention and places the blame on someone else. While it's important to stand up for our rights, we should simultaneously appreciate areas where we have it easier than others. Number two, you become understanding and empathetic towards others. Checking your privilege is an act of compassion. It shows that you care about others and that you're invested in others' progress, not just your own. Instead of being in a limited, self-centered bubble, you become a member of an interconnected society that works together to improve the living conditions of everyone. Educate yourself about the experience of those people that society disenfranchises at the expense of those who become empowered. Although we can never fully grasp what it's like to be disabled, trans, or refugee, unless we are part of those groups, we can draw from our experiences where we feel less privileged and show empathy. Number three, the injustice in the system becomes more apparent. We live in a global society where certain people carry more privilege than others because of institutional oppression. That's why it's important to understand privilege not just on an individual level, but in the context of power systems like patriarchy, classism, and racial supremacy. These parts of society have power over the oppressed because they usually dominate politics, the media, executive boards, and are economically well off. This gives them the leverage to use their positions of authority to benefit people like themselves and overlook the less represented. Because there are fewer women and minorities represented in places of power, there are fewer regulations and laws to protect them and provide opportunities to elevate them. This awareness allows us to frame a dialogue for change that's meaningful and accessible. Reflecting on the privileges that you have or don't have will bring a sense of gratitude and abundance. You'll realize that you have a moral responsibility to use the advantages you benefit from, to bring about more fairness and equality in our world. Empathy will open your heart and motivate you to take your place in the chains of humanity that bind us as one. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.